So much heat is created for the national cause. So many atomic bombs, so many soldiers ready to devote their life for the national interest. What little this mortal prosperity, what does it mean? Traveling, nothing. And eternal wealth to good, eternal good to the eternity. What sort of energy you should collect for that? So much good to all, such a high degree of welfare to be distributed to the all, to get back their own home, to take these people, misguided people, to take them to us, their home, sweet, sweet home. That sort of call came in his mind. All these vagabonds, they should be taken to their own home and the guardian. This sort of duty arose in his mind. They all should be taken to their home. They are wandering like so many beasts in the jungle, without knowing what is good, what is bad, always engaged in competition to bite one another. They say they are civilized. Jungle animals are biting one another and try to live at their cost, at the cost of the other fellow members in the jungle. As a human, more efficiently, they are following the same chart, same program, at the cost of other nations. They want to say, what is this? A civilized jungle. What is civilization? Then civilization loses its meaning. Civil means gentle. Civil means gentle. Is this gentleness? Only in a body, what individually may do, and they are proud that they are doing that in a body. In the name of nation, everything is purified, is full. The jungle habits, if it can be performed in a form of nation, then it is justified. The Fool's Dictionary. Gaudhuri, 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 Gaudhuri. That to help. Half truth is more dangerous than falsehood. So half help, misguided help, that is more dangerous. That is to direct one's attention towards the wrong thing. Vedasve nastikavad buddha devadhi. In the name of religion, if we preach atheism, that is more dangerous than an ordinary straight atheist. So, in the name of civilization, we are doing which is shameful to the animal of jungle, and not half-truth, that giving food and the clothing and the so-called education to the public, that is a very good thing. No. Not less than to take them home. That is what is necessary. Home comfort. The expression home comfort means very sweet. And home means mother, father, they know the real necessity of the child. Child may not know. But the home knows what is his real interest. Homemans, father, mother, so many affectionate relatives, they know more than the boy who is interested.
Chakravarti.
The home, to guide ones to towards home, unconsciously the atmosphere will come to help, render real help to us. That is home. Back to God, back to home, to take us all, these wanderers in the streets, to collect them and to take them home. That was the duty of Mahaprabhu, taken by him.
Maharaj, sometimes in preaching we find it very difficult because they don't want to go back home sometimes. How does a devotee keep
by hook or by any means? That depends upon the capacity of the guide. Anyhow, to take them home, he knows what is the home comfort. The child may not know. He may be crazy. He may run this one, that one, not towards home. And that is the example. That makes the case complex, otherwise it would have been very simple. So anyhow, to manage the responsibility on the guide and according to their capacity, the real effect comes to have take place. There is a special capacity and also the inspiration, the dedication of the Lord. Both combined makes the specific characteristic in Acharya. Rank is but the guinea stamp, man is the gold for that. So many administrators, there may be district magistrate, judge, but the rank is one thing and the man is another thing. So his inner capacity and also the dedication, both combined, that is effective. Both thing combined. The personal characteristic of the preacher and also the dedicated power of the Lord, both combined, as much power, as much how much power is dedicated there. And this combination produces the desired result. Yogyavatta vayase bhakti parvartaite. Mahaprabhu recommending to Sarvadamada, recommending Rupa Goswami to Sarvadamada. He is a fittest person to deal with the devotional scriptures. So I have dedicated, I have inspired him, dedicated my ability to him. You also do. His request to Sarup Damodar also. Whatever you have got, you please transfer in him. He is a very worthy person. He can manage it and he can distribute it very well. So I have given all my suggestions to him, and you also give to him. And he will produce it in a very befitting way and distribute this devotional scripture, he will prepare.
We know the Acharya, that Krishna is coming through the Acharya.
Coming means his power, his dedicated power, Krishna means his potency. Krishna and the Krishna's potency almost one same. His potency is extending his potency.
Maharaj, it says that in Shastra that by a moment's association with a pure devotee that one can reach the highest perfection.
Yes, by perfection. Perfection in the infinite is a relative term. Perfection, of course, is in the infinite. Krishna is perfect, that is also. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Then Prabhupada Prakash, Prabhupada Vilas, different types of Krishna also. And Krishna on the side of Radharani, the fullest Krishna, perfect Krishna is there. The gradation in Krishna also, what to speak of human beings and devotees. Gradation is always there. Beings. So we are encouraged to look to the, try to catch the infinite as much as you can. We are encouraged to see in the Acharya, that is the highest teachership there. What is our capacity? If we use our utmost, try our utmost, still how much we can extend ourselves. We are encouraged. Whatever we, that is the absolute. With this consciousness, go forward. And when you reach there, then you also you will find something more. Go forward. We may think the sun is very near, but if we start our journey, begin our journey. It is here, go further. It is here, go further. To catch the moon for the child. The moon is nearby. I am getting it for you, my boy. Don't cry. Very near. Rugi Bhavaya Vishumatya Siva Nityasvami Tattva. By installment. But the fullest encouragement should be given to the child. Finish this school. Then when that is finished, no, and there is another college. To collect whole of his energy. And this way, encouragement, encouraging. Go so far, not more. When he will go, he will find his own taste and go further, go further. No finish. No finish. As much the progress, as much the despair. disappointment. I do not get anything. So sweet, I do not get any drop. Na prema gandhasti garapi. As much as advanced, and they are in consciousness of the infinite, they think himself as nothing. Infinitesimal. Infinite is so big, infinite means. As much progress he makes, and finds that farther more. I did not know that infinite is so big. No circumference. Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. In Maya's essay we read.
There's eternally going on this.
Going on. But it is the lake of nectar, no law. No possibility of being loser. Because I am not reaching the extremity, so I am lost. No. More tasteful, more energy giving, more hope giving, encouraging. One can't leave. I have not attained anything, but still he can't drop his journey. Can't drop his journey. He is sure to go more. That is the characteristic. Sweetness also, of the infinite character, sweetness. As much as sweetness we have, he wants more sweetness. In this way, everything is infinite. Vaikuntha. Kuntha means limit. No limit, unlimited. Vaikuntha means unlimited. From the narrow, selfish conception, we have to merge into wider conception of the universal hope. We think that we shall lose our position, but when we identify with that ocean of nectar, no, we are not losing position. Rather, we are in progress of our acquiring higher position. So go further, higher position. Die to live. We feel in the process. As much as we are eliminating, losing our position, elimination of the position and progress, that means progress. To go forth means progress. The test is there. We get more. More life. Die to live. Death is encouraged, so-called death is encouraged by the gain of the life, vitality. The more we die, the more we live. We can feel, we can't leave the campaign. We can abandon. Because the inner feeding is there. Rasapasya paramadrishta nivartati. The experience of higher ecstasy encourages us to go further. Bhakti parishanubhavu virakti annatra. Annatra virakti. Virakti means abnegation. Devaluation of something, virakti, and valuation, higher valuation in the ground. Bhakti parishanubhavu, conception of higher gain in the ground. And what we eliminate in the back, that is devalued, we can understand that there is more valuable than we live. bhakti parishan bhava. The progress, progress means some experience of gain. Losing the stale position and to gain the better, new, encouraging acceptance, elimination, elimination and acceptance. Acceptance of the higher, elimination of the lower. And we stand the guarantee and witness to that. Our, we are ourselves. Hidayena bhanugyato. Our heart's approval is there to give us guarantee. Go further. Oh. Nine o'clock.
Maharaj, so many Vaishnavas, devotees, have started the path, long journey back to Krishna, but somehow were checked.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we...
Everyone is trying to get more pleasure or happiness, but many failing. Then what should we do? We should not try for, to get pleasure. All pleasure hunting, every point in the existence, including the trees, creatures, creepers, animals, man, women, everything here is searching for happiness. But apparently we see that many failing, then should we stop there? Can't we stop? Can we stop there? We can't. The urge to get greater pleasure, happiness, that is a constant thing. We can't live that. Even it is in the stone, in the fossil also, but that is very, very meager, covered. The very substance means search for pleasure, sukh. It cannot be eliminated. The existence, any existence, cannot be devoid of this, that searching for pleasure, for self-satisfaction. It is inherent, the most universal thing. As the substance existing, so its tendency to get happiness in way of freedom, knowledge, love, anyhow, progress is inherent quality. Can't be avoided. Can't be avoided. Kattum nechasi janmohat kurishasi avasupidat. What do you think that you want to do by voluntary will? You will be forced to travel that way. Prakitistang nijokkhati. The nature will force you to select that course. The environment will force every atom to go ahead. Temporarily we may think, I won't do that. But that is not the real nature of things. Nature won't allow to stop idle. For some time, the negative aspect may come, take rest. Making progress, sometimes to take rest is necessary. So, sometimes it may be seen, but that is also in progressing the position. Rest is also. That the Mahabhagavata, they are told to be always engaged in service of Krishna. When they're sleeping, that is also for the interest of Krishna, taking rest, then with more energy he can serve. The rest, the sleep also counted in the service. Because taking rest, we can give more energy. So rest also within service, something like that.
I have my daughter with me, and I have to take her back to Mayapur. Being a little restless.
A little prasadam.
I'll be back tomorrow morning, Maharaj.
Maharaj, when a devotee attempts to preach, say in the West or any dangerous situation, does he get more protection from Mahaprabhu?
Of course, according to sincerity. According to his need, his purity of purpose, all these things. Preaching for Mahaprabhu and not for his own name and fame or any other acquisition. The purity of purpose. And then the preaching of different kinds. In the primary stage, in higher stage, different phases is there. Primary schools, there are many. But higher education, colleges are few. Bimalendu.
Journey to Krishna, but he stops for some reason. Is that due to his past karma or offenses committed while performing devotional service?
Maybe. It is difficult to have the proper conception of that hindrance, that karma. Because hankering, intensity of the hankering is so great that always in the retinue that impression comes in, that I have bad karma, bad luck. In the highest position also I have got bad luck. Radharani says, my Duddhaiva Vilas. This is only the fruit of my bad karma that I am then lacking the union of Krishna. Yes, that's me. Krishna is not to be blamed. He is all right. He is all attributed. Only for this separation, something is responsible. What is that? This is my bad luck. So it is continuing different shape to the highest. It is also a type of Vaikuntha, that union and separation. It's another type of getting the Lord. By feeling his want, earnest necessity. Earnest necessity. That is also a kind of gain, to find earnest necessity for a particular thing. That is not easily got. Follow?
Sometimes we see the devotee loses that desire to attain Krishna.
That is a little dangerous. It is not to have hunger, that is the sign of the bad health. Mm-hmm. Hunger is good health, a sign of good health. Mm-hmm. Its originates, understanding and the power exercising, that comes from separate existence, consciousness of separate existence. Otherwise spontaneous activity is there. Without knowledge, just like a computer, automatic activity is there, Jnanshunya Bhakti. But it is in proper way, harmonious way. Harmony also comes there, from there. Rather, it is same with harmony, Jnanshunya Bhakti. Dedication, automatically, spontaneously doing things. Self-dedication, no possibility of any cheating, robbing, or any division, or any law or any justice necessary there. Automatically movement going on smoothly, properly, harmoniously, without causing any disturbance to the, it is quite healthy, wholesome movement. No clash expected from that sort of movement, spontaneous, holy movement, no cause of any complaint in that plane, perfect movement. But everything is there, very sweetly performed, but all spontaneous, no calculation, no law, no justice, nothing necessary. And there is culprit, there judges necessary. Hare Krishna. Spontaneous flow of love. Perfect, desirable, most desirable. Thing good in himself, itself. It is good. It is all good. Absolute good, all good. No room of any suspicion or any alternative possibility. No apprehension. Smoothly going on. And those that apparently incompatible, if sinned, that is also necessary for its own purpose. Actuated by love. Mother also punishes the child. What is at the background? The goodwill for the child in this way. Yashoda chastising, whipping the son. So cruelty. And the absolute is crying. What is lila? No vidyesh, no. Vidyesh ke ki bolbe? No animosity. Feeling of any animosity. It is the outcome of the love in different form. Harmless. Not only harmless, but health-producing, wholesome.
So,
what we mean, dynamic equilibrium. What is harmless, we may think in the equilibrium stage. But if equilibrium can be dynamic, producing no disturbance, that is harmony. Harmony is movement, but possessing the innocence of the equilibrium. Healthy. Harmony.
So there is bhakti, a gift. Bhakti is then a gift given. But subjective endeavor is still necessary. Subjective.
He says that then bhakti is a gift. But at the same time, some subjective endeavor.
Bhakti is a gift of which? Gift of whom?
Gift of whom?
Of the super sub.
It is self existent. Bhakti. Bhakti with Bhagavan, with God, it is self existent. His function, his nature, his halo pertaining to him. Coexistent with him. Coexistent with him. The whole, the original whole, is an organic whole. Different potency coexisting. The whole is an organic whole. Not that something is producing another thing. It is eternal. Eternal, organic, harmonious organism. Hare Krishna.
How is Shraddha related to inner experience?
How is Radharani?
How is Shraddha
related to inner experience? How is Shraddha?
Shraddha related
to our inner experience.
Experience?
Yes. Inner experiences.
Shraddha is positive, and the experience in the negative side, when we are misguided, the question of experience comes. And when experience stops, knowledge of experience stops, Shraddha arises and the experience vanishes. Experience is a knowledge, we are subject there. We acquire. We are subject. But we are object in Shraddha. And Shraddha begins, we try to find that we are object, not subject. In the area, in the domain of Shraddha, we have got object.